Osho. Zen, the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 6.
Beloved Bhagwan, on the occasion of his first visiting Rinzai, Kanke had hardly crossed the threshold when Rinzai suddenly seized him by the lapel. Kanke said, "I understand, I understand." Rinzai let go of him and said, "For the time being, I'll omit the 20 blows." Kanke lived with Rinzai from that time on, and afterwards he used to say, "When I saw Rinzai, there was no talking or explanation. Now I am quite full and feel no hunger." Basho told how he first met with the Master Nanto. He said, "When I was 28 years old, I went on a pilgrimage and reached where Nanto was living. Ascending the rostrum, Nanto said, 'All you people, if you are enlightened, you will come out of your mother's womb and roar like a lion. You know what this roaring means?'" Basho added, "Immediately my mind and body were rendered motionless, and I stopped with him for 5 years."
Manisha, before I discuss the anecdote, I have to say something about your migraine. As I have told yesterday, the moment the beast disappears, Manisha's migraine will disappear too. I am not a prophet. But Vimal did make a very existential statement. A real alive existential anecdote. His being covered in a gorilla coat should not be understood as an individual expression. Everybody is covered with something that is animal. Man has not yet been born. Bodies have changed, but it is your mind that is still struggling in deep forests you have to be freed from your gorilla coat. Just in this century, 100 million people have been killed in war. Unprecedented. And you call this a sane humanity? And rather than helping sanity, there are people who go on insisting that man should not discover himself. Just few days before, Surya was in the West and he participated in a new kind of therapy, Fisher Hoffman. Which is doing immense harm for the future man. Ordinarily, I don't speak against stupidity. But this stupid effort of Fisher Hoffman therapy has to be demolished completely from the very root. Their effort is to make your ego stronger. Although they don't call it that they are making your ego stronger, they call it they are making your individuality independent. They don't know even the difference between individuality and personality. In the name of individuality, they will destroy all possibilities of your spiritual growth. You will be left alone with your ego. They are teaching people and they are the most expensive therapists now. Their training course runs for 1 year. Millions of dollars they are earning by making people free from their mothers, from their fathers, from their wives, from their husbands, from their masters. Before they do any more harm, I appoint Surya to start an anti-Fisher Hoffman therapy group here to make it clear that to have your ego does not mean you are free, it simply means you are encased into your own mind. Before you can be really independent, you have to know who you are. Who is that is beating in your heart? You have to know the universal element, the existential part of your being. Without knowing it, you will be falling again and again into different kinds of bondages. You may be freed from one church, another church will open its door and welcome you. You will be freed from mothers and fathers, then fisher half men will become your father and mother. Unless you know that you are alone and enough unto yourself, not a borrowed knowledge, but your own experience. The whole effort here is to bring you to a point where freedom blossoms. I am not a fetter to you. Love can never be a fetter. It can never be a prison. And if it is prison, then it is not love. I know myself. I am sharing with you my delight, my celebration, my arriving home. You are absolutely independent. I am not asking anything from you. Just trying to take away that which you are not and forcing consistently on that which you are. The Western whole history is ego-centered. They have not known anything about enlightenment. And without enlightenment, there is no freedom, no truth, no fearlessness, no dance and no celebration of being. All the therapists here have to help Surya to create anti-Fisher Hoffman therapy. And I invite the people who are running the therapy in the West to come here and face me. Ego is not freedom. Ego is your worst enemy. It is not your strength. It is just a markup. It is not you. Not even your photograph. Not even your shadow. I want you to know who is in the innermost being of your interiority. Only that can bring freedom to you. The ego is the last thing to disappear before man can arise on the earth. Otherwise, everybody is a gorilla. It does not matter whether you are having a gorilla coat or not. And it was good of Bimal to appear in a gorilla coat, of course, unconsciously, not knowing the implications. But he created migraine in Manisha. That is very symbolic. Man has been the gorilla all along, creating thousands of migraines in women. All kinds of slavery, exploitation, preventing their spiritual growth. This place is devoted to absolute freedom. But freedom does not mean license. It means tremendous responsibility. To be is to be responsible. Only animals can have licentiousness. To be a man, to have the dignity of being a man, means you have accepted the responsibility you will not blame anything on anyone. Now you are always to look within for whatever happens to you. A survey in Brazil in the primitive owners which have been killed or moved into deep forests around Amazon has shown and this survey was done by professional psychoanalysts that their methods of curing people's madness are more effective than our so-called psychology. and their methods are very simple. But their basis is totally different. Their basis is, unless a man's spirituality is cured, his psychology is going to remain sick. Once your being is cured, then mind itself is understood as sickness. You don't need it. What you need is a clarity which mind is preventing. A man can only be a man if he has attained to the state of no mind. If he has taken the quantum leap we are talking about, it is from the animal to man, from mind to no mind. Just today, I received information from my sannyasin representative in America. That he was interviewed by the press, because they have become worried that I am going to enter into the presidential election in America, and there is no law that can prevent me. Although everybody knows it is a joke, I cannot fall that below.20% of American presidents have been murdered. That is the most stupid place to be. 20% chances of being murdered. Even a man like Abraham Lincoln or Kennedy are no exception. The best that America has produced, it has destroyed. Just as a joke, I have said yes to the global promoters. The biggest promoting agency in America, to make it known to everybody in America that I am still alive and kicking. Who cares about being the president of America? I am not that stupid. The press has also asked the immigration department that what do you say, because now Bhagwan is going to enter into the presidential election. And the chief of the immigration department said, this is possible only if God wants it. It is good to know that at least the immigration department of America will not prevent God coming into America. And also it seems that American immigration department, who has been fighting me for 5 years, and has not the guts even to arrest me, seems to be a very faithful, religious, God-loving company. These are the people who have killed God also. Because anybody who is preparing to destroy this planet, and America is number one, it is so hilarious that on the one hand they go on saying they believe that God created the world, and Ronald Reagan is going to destroy it? Is this what fundamentalist Christianity means? In a way, it is very symbolic. God is killed by the priest. God is killed by the believers. God is known only by the meditators, not as a separate entity somewhere hiding millions of light years away, but someone breathing within your heart. Only a meditator becomes a temple of God. Only a meditator becomes an answer to all kinds of atheistic suspicion. I was amazed also to receive today another research done by American psychoanalysts in China. They could not believe it because it has been up to now the belief of the psychoanalysts that possessiveness comes from biology. It is instinctive. But they were surprised to know that Chinese children are not as possessive as American children. The Chinese children are more sharing than American children. Less aggressive than American children. They had to change their whole idea. And for the first time they had accepted accepted it, that possessiveness, aggression are not biological but cultural, educational, social. That's what I have been telling to you, that whatever is wrong in you has not come from the nature. It is part of your heritage, social heritage, cultural heritage. Unless you become totally free from culture, the so-called civilization and so the strength of being alone, man will never arrive on this planet. Vimal's existential statement is worth appreciating. He did it well, without knowing that he is exposing everybody else too. You all have to look deep down and drop your gorilla coat. Find out the diamond of your being inside. Gautam Buddha had even a series of lectures called the Diamond Sutra to discover the diamond within you. Nobody can give it to you, you already have it. Only you have to be taken away. On the occasion of his first visiting Rinzai, Kankei had hardly crossed the threshold when Rinzai suddenly seized him by the lapels. Kankei said, I understand. Rinzai let go of him and said, for the time being, I will omit the 20 blows. Rinzai was one of the most lovely masters in the history of Zen. He brought Zen from China to Japan. But he has lived with Chinese masters. He had carried the same flame that Bodhidharma has taken from India to China. He had something of the same greatness, beauty, and the absurd approach to awaken you. Because anything rational and your mind absorbs it and goes on sleeping. Something absurd which the mind cannot make any sense of it is absolutely needed to cut the mind in a single willow. On the occasion of his first visit to Rinjai, Kankei had hardly crossed the threshold when Rinjai suddenly seized him by the lapels. Kankei immediately said, I understand. He knew that this man has been beating people to wake up. He has been known to throw people from windows out of his room and jump upon them and ask them, "Do you understand?" Nothing was impossible for this man. Out of fear, Kankei said, I understand. Just don't start. This is enough. Rinja let go of him and said, "For the time being, I will omit the 20 blows. You require at least to be beaten 20 times. But for the time being, I will leave it. You are not right enough. You are so fearful that I have not said anything and you start shouting, 'I understand.' You have not even crossed the threshold. You are not worthy to have a taste of my stick. For the time being, I will omit the 20 blows. Be right, be yourself, be worthy for a master to reward you." And the master can reward you only in one way, by waking you up. Whatsoever means he has to adopt are arbitrary. Kankei lived with Rinjai from that time on, and afterwards used to say, "When I saw Rinjai, there was no talking or explanation. Now I am quite full and feel no hunger." 6 years he lived with Rinjai, not a single word passed from Rinjai's lips towards Kankei. Only silence was the communication. But in 6 years' time, Kankei was able to say, "When I saw Rinjai, there was no talking or explanation. Now I am quite full and feel no hunger." A master, just by his presence, can also awaken you. It all depends on you. If your longing to be awake in this sleeping world, if total, then this very moment you will find yourself full and without any hunger. Vasu told how he first met with the master Nanto. He said, when I was 20 years old, I went on a pilgrimage and reached where Nanto was living. Ascending the rostrum, Nanto said, all you people, if you are enlightened, you will come out of your mother's womb and roar like a lion. You know what this roaring means? Basu added, immediately my mind and body were rendered motionless, and I starved with him for 5 years. Just the way he said roaring, just the way he was, his presence, his heart beat, and Basu lived with him for 5 years without a single word passing between the master and the disciple. And Basu became one of the greatest masters in his own right. He deserved it. Every man of silence, of love, of no mind, is a born master. Whether he has disciples or not, it does not matter. The master can be alone and yet be the master. His being master does not depend on followers, on disciples, but on his own awareness. Turiya, this has to be the basic philosophy or the anti half fisherman I call it half fisherman because to call half men is not right. Men cannot be half. Even in Germany, either man is total, full, or he is absent. You have to work out, Kriya, in details the process in which the ego is destroyed without destroying the individuality. Individuality has to be sharpened. Freedom has to be made more and more fragrant. Everybody has to be given wings and the whole sky as their territory, unlimited. Manisha has asked a question. Beloved Bhagwan, are there, a line now is slipped in another sutra, had already been selected and insisted on being included, saying you would understand. Sorry, but what to do? I'm afraid the word has spread. Don't be worried. Sutra or no sutra, I'm here to hit you away. This sutra or another sutra, these are just arbitrary means. I will use every possible means to destroy your unconsciousness and its sleep. I want thousands of flames around me, dancing in a festival of light. Before you start your meditation, just few cold drinks will be good. Old man Finkelstein manages to get a date with his secretary, Miss Billy, but is worried about his aging equipment. So he goes to see Dr. Bones and asks for something to restore his youthful vigor. Bones gives him two pills and says, take these with your dinner tonight and you will be able to perform like a bull. So Fink and Miss Willing go to the best restaurant in town, and when they have ordered their soup, Fink calls the waiter aside and says, put these pills into my soup before you serve it. The waiter disappears. They wait for half an hour and still the soup has not been served. So Fink angrily calls the waiter and says, what the hell has happened to our soup? I'm sorry, sir, replies the waiter, but I put the pills into your soup and now I am waiting for the noodles to lie down again. Every time that rides his heart through the Indian village, he waves cheerfully at the old chief. In reply, the old chief holds up his hand with his middle finger pointing upwards. Then he turns his hand so that his finger points horizontally. Tex gets curious to know what the old chief is trying to communicate to him. then he gets off his horse in the Indian village and goes to the chief's tent. I know what it means, says that when you wave at me with the finger straight up. But what does it mean when you turn your finger sideways? It means, says the old chief, that I don't like your heart either. Father O'Leary goes to a farm in order to buy a harp. He sees a beautiful one that he likes and asks if he can try it. Sure, says the farmer, but I have to tell you something. That harp used to belong to the bishop. And if you want the harp to move, you have to say, my God. And if you want him to stop, you have to say, Alleluia. That's okay, says the priest, and jumps up on the harp and says, my God. The harp promptly moves off. And Father O'Leary is seen galloping into the mountains. The priest is shouting, my God, my God. And the harp is really moving. But suddenly Father O'Leary sees that they are coming to the edge of a cliff. And in panic he yells, stop, stop. But the harp keeps on going. Then he remembers and shouts, Alleluia. The harp stops right on the edge of the cliff. And looking down, Father O'Leary says, my God. Going to watch. Nobody has to remain silent. You are so full of gibberish, throw it out. First clean the ground, then silence descends on its own. Rupesh, give the first beat. be silent. Gather yourself inward. Close your eyes. No movement. Just be. Beautiful is the moment and blessed you are. Rupe, fall dead. Let the body breathe, but you go on in and in. This is the door from animal to man, from mind to no mind. The quantum leap fearlessly enter into your interiority. This is you. Feel it. Rejoice in it. This moment contains eternity. Bring everybody back to life. One more beat. Come back to life. Alive, fresh, soaked in your own consciousness, cleansed by no mind, having touched the eternity and tasted the immortality, which is your basic right birthright. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Papa.
Can we celebrate now?
Yes.